敬拜他。
Once again, we come before the Lord to worship Him.
今天是一个非常特别的日子，就是主耶稣复活的日子，就是复活节。
Today is a very special day. Today is Easter, the day that Jesus has resurrected.
那我最近几天一直也在默想，我说我们今天的这个生活方式非常的特别，敬拜的方式也非常的特别，不知道神怎么样看我们。
In the past few days, I have been meditating, and then I think that it's very interesting for us to worship this way. So I don't know what Jesus think about this.
神在天上看我们的时候，他会怎么想
？So what Jesus think of us when He sees us in heaven？
当我会想过去所经历的一切，经历神的话语的时候，一方面在心里面有对神更大的一个敬畏，另一方面。有很大的一个平安。
So when we reflect on how Jesus has led us in the past, we have the fear of the Lord and we also have the peace of Him.
敬畏他是因着他真的非常的大，这一切的事情怎么开始怎么结束都不在我们的掌管之中。
We fear Him because He is so great and so almighty. How things gonna start and how things gonna end is always in the hand of His, not ours.
在历史上有很多的瘟疫里面基督徒也失去很多。
So in the history, there's many plagues and many pandemic like this in the past, and we lost a lot of souls, even Christians' lives.
在罗马帝国统治的时候这个基督徒就说在大瘟疫之后呢，他们就出来埋葬尸体，因为没有人来埋葬尸体。
So in during the Roman times, when plague hits, and the Christians came to bury the dead because not a lot of people will be able to come and bury the dead.
所以呢，旁边的人呢，他们的邻居非常的惧怕基督徒，敬畏他们。
So their neighbors are afraid of this group of Christians. They have the fear of them.
那在另外的时候呢，他们就来迫害基督徒。
In other times, these people have persecuted the Christians.
他们觉得基督徒是最软弱的一群，是最好欺负的一群。
They felt the Christians are the weak ones, the ones that are easily bullied.
好多时候，如果国家发生什么问题，他们就把这个栽赃在基督徒的身上。
And a lot of times, when something happens, they will blame the Christians for the things that happened. Hello, Bing. Oh, Bing, Moshu. Hello. Oh, Bing, Moshu.
You 能听见吗？
现在可以了，刚才没有办法。OK, 现在可以
了。我们知道神呢是非常非常的宏大，是不可测度的。
So we know that the Lord is Almighty.And sorry, it's quiet. Okay.
It's okay.
So we know that the Lord is Almighty, and that the things that He did cannot be. It's too wonderful for us to know.
那基督徒也会有很多的问题。
And even Christians ourselves, we will face a lot of problems as well.
We have a lot of questions to ask.
We have a lot of questions to ask.
主啊，你的应许在哪里？主啊，你为什么不保护我们
？Lord, where is your promise? How come you did not protect us?
那很多人被迫害，被杀害。
A lot of people have been persecuted, have been killed.
所以我们今天想到这些事情的时候，我们真的很敬畏。
So when we meditate on these things, we have the fear of Him.
另一方面，我们心里有极大的平安。
But on the other hand, we also have the peace.
因为通过神的话语，通过我们的经历，知道他是真的，他是活着。
Because through his words and through our interaction with him, we know that he is alive, he is risen.
他的话语是真实的。
His words are true.
他会保护我们。
And he will protect us.
他会扶持我们。
And he will sustain us.
他已经战胜了死亡。
He has overcome the death.
他已经赐给了我们生命。
And he has given us the new life.
但是在这条路上走的时候呢，我们必须要不断地来依靠他。
But on this journey, we still have to continuously to rely on him.
那其实呢，就是我们一方面在脑子里面，我们相信他复活了，他战胜了一切的罪恶；另一方面呢，我们在生命里面要来经历他复活的能力。
So in our minds, we have to know that he already conquered death, and we have to rely on him. But on the other hand, we also have to put this in our heart.
那其实如果我们回想基督教跟别的宗教最大的区别在什么地方，是耶稣带着身体复活了。
So if you think about what's the difference between Christianity compared to other religions, is that Jesus came back to life with his body risen.
就是他这个肉体复活了。
His body, his physical body have risen.
不是说他的灵要进入永恒，进入天堂，这些很多宗教都会讲这样的话，但是只有我们基督的信仰里面知道，耶稣是带着身体复活的。
Not just his soul and his spirit came back to life. And even though other religions may talk about how the souls can return to life, but in Christianity, we're talking about that Jesus, his physical body has been risen.
就说神的创造，人的身体和灵魂住在他的里面，这一起都要复活。
So when the spirit of God living inside of him,all of his being, his physical body, his body and soul will come back to life.
就是主一个真实能力的显现在今天这个世界上。
So it's a true revelation of how God's power has been revealed to us.
我们不是在讲一个道理，讲一个未来的事情。
We are not talking about a doctrine or something that is in the future.
我们在讲一个真正战胜了死亡的神。
We are talking about a God who actually conquered the death.
今天他和我们同在的神，以马内利的神。
He is a God who is with us, Emmanuel.
所以这是我们的神。
So this is our God.
那他今天让我们在这个世界上，他把一个使命留下来。
So he came.And giving us this commission.
他说他所做的事情我们都要做。
He said we will do greater things. Whatever he did, we will do even greater.
他说他所做的事情我们都要做。
He said everything that he does, we will do it as well.
他说喝的杯我们也要喝。
And he said the cup that he drank, we will also drink from the cup.
也就是说他所受的苦我们也要受。
Meaning that whatever suffering he has been suffering, we will also do the same.
那我们今天呢，当打开新闻，打开微信，打开看到很多的教会，很多的人都在讲论关于耶稣的事情。
So when we open up, when we read the news, when we read WhatsApp, and everything, they were talking about the things that Jesus did.
感谢主，就说有很多人对耶稣感兴趣，这是很好的。
So praise the Lord because a lot of people start to have interest in Jesus Christ. It's good.
但是我们怎么样来真正的来认识耶稣基督呢？
But how do we know him personally? How do we actually know him?
那真正的根据还是神的话语。
So the foundation would be the word of God.
另一个是我们要自己来经历它。
Second thing is that we ourselves have to experience him physically.
那其他的东西，其他的讲论可以来帮助我们。
So, and other doctrine, other teachings can help us.
但是希望他们不要成为我们的一个我们的一个把我们影响我们离开神。
But we hope those teachings will not influence us and lead us astray.
那包括今天我在这里讲到的话，大家也是要祷告神。哪些是怎么样来分辨，怎么样来领受，来增加你的信心。
Even if I'm teaching here today, you still have to have the discernment to know whether it's from God or what, and you have to learn from the words of God.
那主耶稣究竟要我们这些基督徒做什么呢？信什么呢？
What does Jesus want us to do, want our disciples to do?
那圣经里面怎么讲呢？
So what, how did the Bible says about this?
我们传讲的福音的核心是什么呢？
What's the core of the good news?
那我们来回到圣经来看看。
So we'll go back to the Bible.
那我们回到路加福音第四章18到19节我们看看。
So we turn to Luke chapter 4 verse 18 to 19.
那当时呢，耶稣在会堂里面呢，就是他就读圣经，他就读到这里。
So Jesus Christ was talking in the synagogue and he read this book.
那他说这个话呢，应验在他自己的身上。
He said this particular phrase has been come true on him, on his him himself.
他说主的灵在我身上因为他用膏膏我叫我传福音给贫穷的人差遣我报告被掳的人得释放下眼的得看见叫那受压制的得自由报告神悦纳人的喜悦
He said the spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor he has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind to release the oppressedTo proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
大家要记住，就是主的灵在耶稣的身上。今天这个同样的灵也在我们的身上。
So we have to know that the Spirit of the Lord was on Jesus Christ. The same Spirit is also on us today.
那耶稣也讲得非常的清楚，就是他做的事情，我们都要做。
And he also said clearly that the thing that he did, we will also do.
所以我们今天读这样圣经的时候呢，你要想到，怎么样坐在耶稣的身上，就是坐在我们的身上。
So when you meditate on this verse, you have to know that how we did it on others, we will do it unto Jesus.
就是父神怎么样在耶稣的身上做事，他也在我们的身上怎么来做事。
Okay, so how the Father works in Jesus, he will also work on us.
耶稣怎么样来做事，我们就怎么样来做事。
How Jesus worked, we will also work like him.
他说主的灵在我的身上，用油膏了我。
He said the Spirit of God, the Lord is on me, and he has anointed me with oil.
就是耶稣来到世上的时候，他不是以他神子的身份来服侍，他的服侍完全是人的身份来服侍，要用圣灵的膏抹来服侍。
So when Jesus Christ was on earth, he did not use his the privileges as a son, but he worked as a man using the anointing from the Holy Spirit.
所以他要受洗，完了圣灵充满。
That's why he was he needs to get baptized and then receive the Holy Spirit in order to work.
过后他就开始传福音。
After that, he started telling other people about the good news.
在圣灵受洗之前和圣灵充满之前，他没有传福音。
So before this Holy Spirit came upon him, he did not tell any other people about the gospel.
因为他给我们做了榜样。
Because he set an example for us.
要知道他是作为一个人来到这个世上，人怎么样来做一个健康的人，正常的人。
He came to us as a physical man and how to operate as a physical man on earth.
所以呢，就是神高了他呢，传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的人得释放。
So God has anointed him with the Holy Spirit and to preach the good news to the poor.
那贫穷的人要听什么样的福音？
So the poor man will listen to the good news.
What kind of good news the poor man want to listen to?
Okay.
你今天如果是一个贫穷的人，你要听什么样的福音？
If you are poor, what kind of news you want to hear?
你是不是要听一个福音说，你没关系的，你死了以后去天堂。将来呢，你会很好的，永远的活着，永远有福乐。今天贫穷就贫穷吧。
So if you are a poor man, do you want to hear a good news that says, it's okay to be poor this day because you will have eternal life in heaven?
是的，神主来就是要给我们永恒的生命。
Yes, Jesus came to give us eternal life.
但是这些贫穷的人要听到主怎么样解决他的问题。
But the poor needs to know how Jesus can do to solve their problem.
那这里也讲到差遣我报告被掳的人得释放，好多人在心灵里面受到压制，囚禁起来，而且的 physically 就是也是在坐监牢。
So it also says he has sent to proclaim the freedom for the prisoners. Nowadays, a lot of people has been held captive by their sins and their problems, and other people are prisoners of their own problems, sentencing in jail.
他要让瞎眼的人都看见。
And he will restore the sight for the blind.
那好多人就说他要让来人灵里面的眼睛要来看见。
So we say that he will come and let the blind and the spirit see.
那这是对的，但是呢，他这里圣经里面讲的呢，是叫让你的眼睛看见。
So it is right if you say they want to see in the spirit, but in the Bible it says it's going to restore the sight for the blind.
事实上，耶稣在圣经里面记载行的神迹最多的是叫瞎眼的得看见，眼睛瞎的得看见。
So indeed, in the Bible, that Jesus' miracle accounted the most was to restore the sight for the blind.
就是让人的眼睛要得医治，这个身体上的疾病要得医治。
So to bring physical healing to the body, to the eyes, to the body.
那叫受压制的人得自由。
And to release the oppressed.
那报告人悦纳人的喜年。
And to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
那悦纳人的喜年是什么意思呢？
What does it mean by the word the year of Lord's favor?
你知道在旧约里面好多人呢就卖身做了奴隶，做了奴隶的人好多时候没有盼望，没有任何的盼望再成为一个自由人。
So in the Old Testament, a lot of people sell their free man's right as a slave.In order to repay for some debt, so they lost their freedom.
你知道他没有盼望的。
So they have no hope.
当时的希腊社会里面，作为一个奴隶阶层的话，他可以做很多的事情，但是他的身份没有办法改变。
So during this time, in Greek culture, if you sold yourself as a slave, even though you can do a lot of things, but still you cannot change your identity as a slave.
但是在神的这个律法里面呢不一样，他说在这个一个七年以后呢，七七四十九年以后呢，要有一个年就是大赦的年。
But in the Lord's culture is not like that. So for every 49 years, every 7 times 7 years, for 49 years, there will be a what's the word for that? It will be a year of Yeah, jubilee.
在这个几年的时候呢，人就可以成为自由人，他回到自己的国度。
So, and the year of jubilee, people can become a free man again.
那这里讲这个神悦纳人的喜年，就是说人要完全的得自由。
So when it says the year of Lord's favor is that everyone will become free again as a free man.
所以今天多少的人需要得自由，多少的人需要得释放。
So how many of us need to have the freedom and to have a release from the oppressed?
那这就是耶稣在传的福音。
So this is the good news that Jesus proclaimed.
那也是我们要传的福音。
And this is also the good news that we should be proclaiming.
那我们再看看马太福音第十一章，我们看看就是说耶稣怎么样来，给别人来解释这弥赛亚的使命究竟是什么呢？
So we'll also turn to Matthew chapter 11. So how Jesus explained the role as a Messiah.
那当时呢，约翰就是施洗约翰呢，为了给耶稣基督开路呢，他就被下在监牢里面，他在等候着，等候着他被得救。
So, this verse happens when, the Baptist John has been put into prison. So he's waiting to be rescued.
那其实呢，他一直神清楚地告诉他，耶稣就是要来的弥赛亚。但是在这个监牢里面的时候呢，他开始怀疑了。
So even though the Lord has been telling Baptist John that Jesus is the one, is the Messiah, but while he was in prison, he doubted about the identity of Jesus.
那所以在这个第二节呢，就讲就说，约翰在监里听见基督所做的，大发两个门徒去问他说，那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？
So verse 2 says, when John heard in prison that Christ was doing, he sent his disciple to ask him, are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?
他为什么这样问呢？
How come he asked this question?
那圣经上没有明确的讲，但是很多人 解法就是说，他在监狱里面呢，他希望这个弥赛亚就是要来释放他得自由的，怎么没有来释放他得自由呢？
So, there are many people who have questions about this, but one of the explanations is that while he was waiting in the prison, he was hoping that the Messiah would be able to come and release him out of the prison. How come he is still in the prison?
你想想，今天就是一个为耶稣开路的人，啊，为他装备了一切，为他做了一切，最后下到监里面，这位要来的救世主却没有来救他，你会怎么想？
Just imagine you have been the one who prepared the way for the Lord and you have done everything in order for Jesus to come. But now you are in a prison and hoping to get saved. So if that's you, and what do you think about that?
那耶稣怎么样来回答约翰呢？
And how Jesus answered John?
第四节讲耶稣回答说，你们去把所听见所看见的事告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见，瘸子行走，沾大麻风的洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们，凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。
So on verse 4 Jesus replied, go back and report to John what you have heard and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raisedAnd the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on the account of me.
这里意思就是说，你要等的是什么样的弥赛亚？我来就是要来让瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的洁净，就是神的能力要来彰显，死人复活，要福音要传给他们，这就是我要做的工作。
So what kind of Messiah are you expecting? So,What I do here today is to let the blind receive sight, the lame walk, and those who have leprosy get healed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. So what kind of Messiah are you expecting?
那这就是耶稣正在做的工作。
And this is the work that Jesus has been doing.
他又加了一句，他说，凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。
And he also added that blessed is the man who does not fall away on the account of me.
那这是什么意思呢？有的人因着耶稣做这些事情会跌倒。
What does it mean? Because some people will fall on the account of Jesus.
那有的人呢，因着耶稣不做这些事情会跌倒。
And some people will stumble by the things that Jesus did not do.
那今天也是一样，好多人因着耶稣做的事情他会跌倒。有些人因着耶稣没有做的事情他会跌倒。
Same as here today. People will stumble on the things that Jesus didn't do, and other people will stumble on the things that he has done.
那约翰当时呢，他希望耶稣要做什么呢？耶稣并没有回答他。
So the things that Baptist John expecting Jesus to do, but Jesus did not answer him.
是不是耶稣就不管约翰了呢?
Is it because Jesus does not care about the Baptist John?
我相信不是这样。
I believe not.
那这个问题我相信我们每一个人也去试图去回答。在一个情况下当你发现耶稣不管你的时候是不是他真的不管你了呢?
So a lot of people try to answer this question. If in under certain circumstances, Jesus did not answer your prayers, does it mean that he did not want to care about you anymore?
他不管是怎么样的情况发生，我们还是要做耶稣要我们做的事情。
But no matter what things happens, we still have to do the things that Jesus asked us to do.
就是这些事情。
So these are the things.
啊，就是让瞎子看见，瘸子行走，沾大麻风的洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们。
So these are the things, the blind see, receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy get healed, the deaf hear and the dead raised, and the good news is preached to the poor.
现在好多人可能在加拿大没有看见那么多的神迹，在我们教会没有看到他的神迹。
So here in Canada, even though a lot of people have never seen this kind of miracles.
所以撒旦就会来试探我们，试探我们用另外的福音来代替这样的福音。
So the Satan will come to tempt us and telling us the other gospel.
那所以我们今天就有好多各种各样的福音会生出来。
So that's why we have a lot of different kind of gospel coming out of the church.
弟兄姐妹就说，不管我们今天经历的是什么，神的话永远是立定在天。
No matter what we believe, that the word of God stands firm in heaven and earth.
那神说的话我们要去信。
And the thing that he said, we have to believe.
我们要去做。
And we have to do it.
做不了就祷告。
If you cannot do it, then pray.
继续做。
And continue to do it.
那不要用自己的想法或世界的教导来去解释圣经，把圣经就说解释掉，把圣经其实解释掉，把耶稣做的东西解释成另外的东西。
So do not try to understand the gospel by using other teachings and explanation from others, and use those teachings and to wipe away the miracles that God has done.
主要我们做的是要信。
So the Lord wants us to believe.
他说在约翰福音十四章十二节间他说，我实实在在的告诉你们，我说这的事信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。你们奉我的名无论求什么我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。
So in, is it John? Sorry.
John chapter 14.
So in John chapter Yeah, so in John chapter 14, verse 11, it says, Believe me when I say I'm in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have done, and he will do even greater things than this.
那如果他讲的这些话是真的，耶稣今天讲的话是真的，那就说神迹其实要在我们中间要来发生。
If Jesus, what Jesus Christ said was true, then that means miracles should be happening among us.
那第十节讲呢，他说我在父里面，父在我里面，你不信吗？我对你们所说的话不是凭着自己说的，那是住在我里面的父做自己的事情。
So don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? So I'm doing the things that in the heart of the Father.
在十一节也讲到呢，他说你们既或不信也当因我所做的事信我。
He also says that even if you don't believe, then at least believe on the evidence of the miracles.
那也就是说我所做的事就要为我的身份来做见证，耶稣的事来做见证。
Meaning that the things that he has done will become the evidence of his identity.
那今天也是一样，今天我们要做的事情，先要为耶稣基督来做见证。
So that's the same thing we're gonna do. We need to become the testimonies for Jesus.
有时候我们弟兄姐妹会问很多的问题，说：“哎呦，我祷告很多，好像没有什么事情发生啊。”
So some people, brothers and sisters may ask this question: "So I have a lot of prayers, but how come things never happen?"
那今天我们瘟疫流行的时候，我们做很多的祷告，我们当然希望有事情要发生，但是我们心里好多时候会有一些怀疑，那究竟什么事情会发生，或者为什么没有发生呢？
So during the plague, during this time, we, of course, we are praying a lot and we're hoping things will happen and we will have questions like when it's going to happen and how come it has not happened yet.
所以这时候我们的信心就被受到了挑战。
And now our faith has been tested, challenged.
那信心受到挑战的时候，是我们的信心提升的时候，也是撒旦来试探我们的时候。
So when our faith has been challenged, it's a time for us to elevate our faith. It's also a time for the Satan to test our faith.
那撒旦怎么样来试探我们呢？
How can Satan come and tempt us?
哦，你说新的东西，神的能力现在不存在了，不应该是这样，不应该是那，应该是另外一种方式。
So he may say that, oh, the power of the Lord is not here anymore, so yeah, so you should be doing something else.
或者是另外一种方式出现的。
Or he, probably God is going to do something else in a different way.
但是另一方面呢，我们就是主啊，我们还是要相信你的话。
But on the other hand, we still have to say to the Lord that, Lord, we want to hold on to the, your words. I have to believe in your words.
我们可以与神来摔跤，就像雅各在亚伯渡口一样摔跤，说，神啊，你一定要来祝福我，你不祝福我，我就不走。
So we can wrestle with the Lord just like what Israel did on the riverbank when he wrestled with the Lord.
那神最后说，你得胜了。
And later, the Lord said, you have won the battle.
神就应许他要的事情。
So the Lord has given what he has promised for Jacob.
但是呢，我们可以在这里面学习一些事情，那学习神的法则，也学习我们怎么样去回应神。
So, but we still can learn from that and how we respond to God.
那我们来看这段经文，看看神怎么样来做事情。我目的是为了让大家知道呢，我们这些话语来帮助我们提升我们的信心，信心不要来退后，而是要来提升。
So we're gonna read a few Bible verse, and the main purpose is for you to know that we should increase our faith in the Lord.
看看就是说耶稣怎么样来做事情。
And see how Jesus worked in his own way.
像看看路加福音十八章三十五到四十三节。
So we turn to Luke chapter 18, 35 to 43.
那当时有一个瞎子呢，就来找耶稣。
So a blind man came to Jesus.
但是三十五节说，耶稣前进耶利哥的时候，有一个瞎子坐在路旁逃放，听见许多人经过，就问是什么事。他们告诉他是拿撒勒人耶稣经过，他就呼叫说，大卫的子孙耶稣呢，可怜我吧。在前头走的人就责备他，不许他作声，他却越发喊叫说，大卫的子孙呢，可怜我吧。耶稣站住，吩咐他把他领过来。到了跟前就问他说，你要我为你做什么？他说，主啊，我要能看见。耶稣说，你可以看见，你的信救了你。瞎子立刻看见，就跟随耶稣，一路归荣耀给神。众人看见这事也赞美神。安娜可以来讲一下英文的。
As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard a crowd going by, he askedWhat was happening? They told him Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. He called out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted.
Hello, Anna.
你能听见吗？现在听见吗？Hello? 可以听见吗？
听见很好哈。
Okay,
okay. 很好。
So, those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, What do you want me to do for you? Lord, I want to see, he replied. Jesus said to him, Receive your sight. Your faith have healed you. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God.
那这个人呢非常的特别，就是别人挡他也挡不住，他就要来找耶稣，他相信耶稣会医治的，他就立刻得了医治。
So this man is quite special. Even though people try to rebuke him and let him be quiet, but he shouted out even more. So that's why he have received his sight.
那今天我们中间有没有这样的人？就是说别人挡他，不要让他来找耶稣，他都要找耶稣。
So is there a man among us these days? Even though other people may come to try to stop him, and still he will come to Jesus, ask Jesus for help.
这样的人立刻就得医治。
This kind of people will get healings immediately.
那事实上，在我过去服侍的人中间，如果有这样的人，他真的很快就会得着他要的。
So in my past experience, and I know that if there was a man like that who asked for help, and he will get his healings immediately, and that's what my experience has told me.
但是圣经上发现呢，就是也记载，就是有的人他要的东西，神并没有立刻就答应，而是做了好多次，耶稣也要祷告好几次。
But in the Bible, there were also few times when a person asked for something, but the thing did not happen immediately. And also, there are times Jesus himself has to pray multiple times for something to get happening.
在马可福音第八章，我们来看一下，就是22-26。
So we turn to Mark chapter 8, Mark chapter 8 or 6?
Yeah, Mark chapter 8.
Chapter 8, okay.
那这里呢，又有一个瞎子来了。
So there is another blind man.
我不知道为什么那时候这个犹太人有那么多的瞎子。
I don't know why, how come among the Jews there are so many blind.
今天好像我们在加拿大看不到那么多的瞎子。
In Canada, we may not see a lot of blind men.
那所以我刚才讲的就是耶稣医治很多瞎眼的人，这是真的。
So that's why I said that Jesus have indeed healed a lot of blind men.
那这个神迹呢，就是讲到呢，就是说在波塞大的时候，有人带一个瞎子来求耶稣摸他，耶稣拉着瞎子的手，等他到村外，就吐唾沫在他眼睛上，按手在他身上，问他说：“你看见了什么了？”他就抬头一看，说：“我看见人了，他们好像树木，并且行走。”随后又按手在他眼睛上，他定睛一看就复了原了，眼眼都看得清楚了。耶稣打发他回家说：“连这虫子你也不要进去。”
So Jesus took the blind man by hand and led him outside of the village. When he had spit on the man's eye and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, Do you see anything? He looked up and said, I see people, they look like trees walking around. Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home saying, Don't go into the village.
那你不要问我为什么耶稣要吐唾沫在他的眼睛上面，也不要问我就是为什么不让他回这个村子去。
So don't ask me how come Jesus spit on this man and why Jesus don't want him to go into the village.
那我今天要讲的呢，就是第一个，就是这个瞎子呢，不是自己要喊着来见耶稣，是他的朋友、他的家人把他带来见耶稣。
But I want to say that this person did not come to Jesus directly, but he was led by his friend. Some other people brought this man to Jesus Christ.
那前面那一个人呢，就是说在路边听到耶稣要过来，别人挡他，他自己也要来。
But the man that I talked about earlier, even though other people trying to make him quiet, but still he shouted out for Jesus.
那这个人呢，不知道他自己怎么想，但是别人带他来。
But this man, I don't know what he was thinking, but he was brought by someone else.
但是呢，这里我们看到耶稣呢，为他祷告了两次。
But we can see here Jesus had prayed for him twice.
第一次祷告完呢，他的眼睛看到一点点，并没有完全开，能够看到说人像树木一样。
So the first time his eyes were open, but he could not see clearly because he said he see people, but they look like trees walking around.
那随后耶稣又按手在他的眼睛上面，后来他就复原了，样样都看得清楚。
So Jesus laid hand on him again, and later on he can see everything clearly.
那圣经并没有讲耶稣为什么要为他祷告两次。
The Bible did not explain why Jesus has to pray for him twice.
那有人就会问，耶稣自己是神，他是所有的恩膏都在他身上，他需要祷告两次吗？
So people may ask, if Jesus is the God himself, how come he has all the anointing, all the powers, how come he still have to pray twice?
那圣经并没有讲却回答这样一个问题，但是呢，圣经说他祷告了两次。
The Bible did not explain why, but the Bible says he prayed twice.
我觉得圣经写在这里呢，对我们是信心上的一个帮助。
I believe it is written for us to help us with our own faith.
如果耶稣为人祷告需要两次的话，一次祷告没有好的话，你和我祷告两次三次，那就这 有很多的理由，也很多的借口了。
So if Jesus Christ himself need to pray twice, and us as humans, brothers and sisters, we need to pray two times, three times, or four times, and there's excuse for us to do that.
所以呢，我们不要找借口不为人祷告，但是我们找借口多祷告几次。
So we do not find excuse not to pray, but we can have the excuse to pray for many, many more times.
所以第一次祷告不好的话，不要害怕，也不要别人说你什么，也不要管，继续祷告，因为耶稣也要祷告好几次。
So if first time you pray it didn't happen, then pray again and again and again because Jesus himself prayed twice as well.
哇，这是不是很鼓励你和我的信心呢？
That's,
太棒了，哈利路亚。
Doesn't it increase your faith? Encourage your faith?
我们再看看另外一些状况，耶稣怎么样来祷告。
And we will see other conditions how Jesus prayed.
约翰福音第五章一到十四节。
So we turn to 约翰 Matthew.
John.
John, sorry, okay. John 5:1-14.
这里讲到呢，在犹太人的一个阶梯，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。在耶路撒冷靠近，我们一句一句来念吧。这是以后到了犹大的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for the feast of the Jews.
在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有一个池子，希伯来话叫做比士大，旁边有五个篮子。
Now there is a in Jerusalem near the sheep gate a pool which in Aramaic called Bethesda.And which is surrounded by five covered colonnades.
里面躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的许多病人。
Here, a great number of disabled people used to lie: the blind, the lame, the paralyzed.
等候水洞，因为有天使按时下池子浇动那水。水洞之后，水显下去，无论害什么病就痊愈了。
So they are waiting for the moving waters. For time to time, an angel of the Lord will come down and stir up the water. The first one into the pool after each such disturbance would be the cure of whatever disease he had.
在那里有一个人病了三十八年，耶稣看他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”
So one who was there had been invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there,and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, do you want to get well?
病人回答说，先生，水洞的时候没有人把我放在池子里，我正去的时候就有别人比我先下去。
Sir, the invalid replied, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me.
耶稣对他说起来拿你的褥子走吧那人立刻痊愈就拿起褥子走了。
Then Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your mat and walk. At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked.
那天是安息日所以犹太人对医好的人说今天是安息日你拿褥子是不可以的。
The day on which this took place was on a Sabbath. And so the Jew said to the man who had been healed, it is the Sabbath. The Lord forbids you to carry your mat.
他却回答说那是我痊愈的对我说拿你的褥子走吧。他们就问他说对你说拿褥子走的是什么人。
But he replied, the man who said to me, oh sorry, the man who made me well said to me, pick up your mat and walk. So they asked him, who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk?
那医好的人不知道是谁因为那里人多耶稣已经躲开了。
The man who was healed had no idea who it was, so Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there.
后来耶稣在殿里遇见他，对他说：“你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你早愈得更加厉害。”
Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you."
那这里呢，我要讲的重点是这样的。
So, the key points I want to emphasize on is.
你可能观察的时候会观察到很多的亮光，很棒。
So when you read this verse, you may see a lot of things. You may observe a lot of things.
That's very good. 但是呢，今天我要给大家讲的呢，就是重点是第一个。就是耶稣在那里那里有很多很多的病人瞎眼的瘸腿的血气枯干的许多病人但是耶稣呢他就找这个人。
But I want to tell you that, there are a lot of people who are sick, the lame, the blind, the paralyzed, but Jesus came to this particular man.
那跟前面两个人对照的话呢前面两个人一个是自己拼命要找耶稣另一个是他的朋友带他找耶稣这个人呢是耶稣去找他。
So the first man I shared that he shouted to Jesus even though other people tried to stop him. The second one, the blind was led by someone else. But this man, Jesus came to him himself.
那这个是一个瘫痪的人就说耶稣就找他那么多的其他的病人耶稣找了没有好像是没找。
So this man is paralyzed. Even though there are many other people, it seems that many other people who are sick, but Jesus did not go to those people, but Jesus came to this particular man.
也许是他先去找他呢，但是法利赛人找他麻烦，没得找。
So maybe he wanted to go find Jesus, but Pharisees were giving him trouble so that he couldn't.
就是说耶稣可能要去找另外一些人去治他们但是呢法利赛人现在开始找他麻烦了。
Oh, so maybe Jesus wanted to help other people too, but because now the Pharisees are trying to stop Jesus, so he didn't go.
所以当这个法利赛人要找他麻烦的时候呢他就讲了16节到这个47节一大段的教训。
So when the Pharisees tried to stop Jesus, so Jesus talked about like a big sentence like after like verse 16 to 20 something.
所以他就告诉他们听我话信我差我来的就有永生不至于定罪处死入生了你们心里没有神的爱你们讲了很多的道。
So he says a lot of things such as, I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word believes in him who sent me has eternal life. And
好像耶稣呢被分心了 distracted.
Yeah, it seems that Jesus was distracted by the Pharisees.
那我在开玩笑。
So I'm just joking about that, but...
就是说当你在给一个人祷告治病的时候呢突然别人来找你麻烦你就给他们讲道这是非常 OK 的。
So it's okay that if you're trying to heal someone, but other people come to you and trying to stop you, then you started to tell people about a doctrine. So it is okay.
我想可能神也非常非常的喜悦，因为他自己这样做，耶稣自己这样做。
And I believe that the Lord is pleased with that too, because Jesus Christ him himself has been doing that as well.
但是呢，对于那些瘸腿的、瞎眼的那些等了好多年要得医治的人，他们就太可惜了。
But though for those who has been waiting for the healing, for those who are lame and who couldn't walk, and for them it will, it's a pity for them.
那耶稣圣经里面并没有讲耶稣怎么样来交代这个事情。
But the Bible did not talk about how Jesus deal with these things later.
感谢主，耶稣不需要交代，你和我今天也不需要交代，你就做你当做的事就好。
But praise the Lord that Jesus himself do not have to explain himself to other people, and so as us, so we do not have to worry about that.
有时候你要祷告为人治病，有时候你要讲道，哈利路亚。
Sometimes you have to preach the gospel. Sometimes you have to heal, to send healing to other people.
但是这里呢，耶稣说了一句很特别的话给这个人，这是我们要注意的。
But here Jesus says something very special to this man, and we have to pay attention to this.
他说：“你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。”
He said, "You are now well, but stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you."
哇，就是有些人的罪呢，有些人的病跟他的罪有关。
So what it means is that sometimes your physical problems has something to do with the sins that you have done.
就是这里耶稣给他治好以后呢，不能保证他以后继续好，如果他再犯罪的话。
So even though, so that means that Jesus healed this man, but he did not promise he will stay healthy forever.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们为人祷告了好了，他后来又坏了。我们应该不应该被提到，还是要祷告。
So, if we pray for someone and he got healed and later he got sick again, we still have to pray for these people.
那有的人呢，拿这个就做很多的文章，说有的人得了医治了，又回去了，不是神的了，或者说得了医治了，他们的病有灵里面没有得着了，没有得到真正的永恒的生命了，这个都是不是我们要去讲的，也不是要去想的，因为人有自己要负责的那一部分。
So people may make a big deal out of this, and then they may say, okay, oh, this man got healed first, but later he sinned and he's led away and he's not saved. He, and all these kind of stories. But these are not the emphasis we need to emphasize on.
不过感谢主，圣经好多时候给我很多的借口，祷告了人又好了又坏了，或者祷告没好啊，所以我心里面很好了。
So I had a relief in my soul because I know that even though sometimes I pray and then they did not get healed, and then I can find excuse from the Bible.
那这个人也许就说将来坏了，但是耶稣我又没去找你，是你来找我的。
So this man may get sick again later on, but he can say, okay, I didn't come to Jesus. He himself came to me first.
但是呢，说到这里，我们讲的是什么呢？就是我们的福音是一个带着能力的福音，不管人怎么样来接受，不管我们祷告有什么样的效果，我们还是要做我们当做的父亲，要让耶稣的名要得到高举。
So the gospel that we preach is a gospel with power. So people has to. What is it?
So please mute your microphone, everybody else. When there's a time, you can speak and then speak. Okay, thank you. 所以呢，我们就说来到主的面前的时候，耶稣做什么我们就做什么，耶稣要我们做什么我们就做什么。
So when we come before him, we will do whatever he wants us to do and whatever he has asked us to do.
那因为我们所做的东西不仅仅决定于我们，第一个决定于神，第二个决定于我们，第三个决定于这个接受我们服侍的人。
So the things that he wants us to do, it depends on whatever he tells us and whatever our response is, and also the person that we've been praying about.
不要让这些结果和现象来分心，我们继续要做主要我们做的事情。
So do not get distracted by the result of it or by other stuff. Continue to do what he asks us to do.
那我们再看一节经文是，再看看就是说，也是来讲讲就是我们祷告会有什么样的结果。马可福音第六章一到六节。
So we will read another verse in Mark chapter 6.Verse 1 to 6.
那一到六节呢，讲到一个事情，就是说，在耶稣的家乡呢，他不能行什么神迹。
So it says that in the hometown of Jesus Christ, he cannot do much.
那讲到就是说，耶稣离开那里，来到自己的家乡，门徒也跟随他。到了安息日，他在会堂里教训人，众人听见就生稀奇，说这人从哪里有这些事呢？所赐给他的是什么智慧？他所说的是何等的异能呢？这不是那木匠吗？不是玛利亚的儿子雅各、约西、犹大、西蒙的长兄吗？他妹妹们不也在我们这里吗？他们就厌弃他。耶稣对他们说，大方先知除了本地本家本地亲属本家之外，没有不被人尊敬的。耶稣就在那里不得行什么异能，不过按手在几个病人身上治好他。他也诧异他们不信，就往周围乡村教训人去了。
So Jesus left there and went to his hometown accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. Where did this man get these things? They asked.What's this wisdom that has been given him, that he even does miracles? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And his sisters here are with us, and they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, only in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house is a prophet without honor.He could not do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. And he was amazed at their lack of faith.
那这里呢讲到就是说，有些时候呢，人对你太熟悉的时候呢，你不被尊敬。
So it says when you are too familiar with someone else, that person may not be showing you any respect or honor.
所以弟兄姐妹，耶稣都不被他家里家乡的人尊敬呢，你和我不被尊敬呢 ，It's okay, isn't it?
So, brothers and sisters, so while Jesus Christ was not even respected in among his own family and relatives in his hometown, so how much more that could we expect?
这里讲到呢，用了几个词，他说。这个大方先知除了本地亲属之间就没有不被人尊敬，就是在外面会被人尊敬，但自己的亲戚不尊敬他。先知特别的是一个先知。
So here he says that only in his hometown among his relatives and in his own house is a prophet without honor. So a prophet.
所以当你是一个先知。
Yeah, if you are a prophet.
所以当你做先知，就是说为神说话的时候，为神做事的时候呢？如果你家里的人不尊敬呢 ，it's okay.
So if you are indeed a prophet and you are doing things for the Lord and you have got no honor and respect from your families, and that is okay.
或者你待在一个教会，同一个教会，到待的时间长了，别人不尊敬你 ，it's also okay.
So say if you are staying in a church for a long, long time and people know you so well that they did not want to respect you, and that still is okay.
不过呢，耶稣呢，他还是要做他的事情。
But still, Jesus has to do the things that he needs to do.
他就叫别的地方去教训人去了。
So he went somewhere else to teach.
所以给你的家人传福音祷告他们不听的时候你就给别人传福音就好了。
So if your own family do not listen to you, to your gospel, then tell other people about the gospel.
那最后呢耶稣的这些亲戚啊一个一个都信主。
But in the end, all of Jesus Christ's relatives, one by one, they became followers.
你做你当做的事情，神就负责他，你其他的事情。
So when you do the things that you should be doing, then God will be responsible for everything else.
那弟兄姐妹，你发现这里面呢，就是人怎么样回应他呢？耶稣做了什么呢？他说，他不得行什么异能。不过按手在几个病人身上治他非常诧异他们
so here he says that even he himself is amazed about was amazed at their lack of faith so he could not do any miracle except lay his hand on a few sick people and heal those people
哇就是说他不得行什么异能
so he was not able to do much miracles there
耶稣在他的家人那里都不得行什么异能。今天你和我如果不能行什么异能呢？哈利路亚 ，That's okay.
So even Jesus himself could not do many miracles there. So if you and I today cannot do any miracles, that is okay.
因为这是跟别人有关系，不仅仅是我们。
So it is not for us; it's everyone else.
我这讲的呢，就是说举了一些例子，圣经里面记载下来，让我们知道我们做出事情的时候呢，结果是有很大差别的。
So, the Bible tells us that when we do things according to what He wants us to do, but the results can be very different.
神医治或者让人信主的时间也有很大差别的。
So the time for the healings, or the time for a person to return to the Lord also can be very different.
你知道这里面他家乡的人就在讽刺他。其实他的弟弟也讽刺他说这里说什么他不就是那个木匠吗他不就是玛利亚的儿子吗雅各约是犹大的长兄吗他妹妹不也都在我们突然他就变成了先知了吗
So even though their own people has been looking down on Jesus so by saying that oh I'm him just the carpenter I'm him just the son of Mary and his brother and sisters are all among us
但是呢后来就说耶稣的弟弟一个雅各一个是犹大他们都是教会的柱子。
But if you read the Bible, you will see that his brother James and Judas later on they became the pillars of the church.
那一个雅各呢后来就带领耶路撒冷的教会。
So James was
犹大呢就写了犹大书。
So James was leader of one of the church in Jerusalem.
In Jerusalem.
And Judas also wrote the book of Judas.
那他们都信了耶稣。
And they all believed in Jesus.
所以呢，就是我们做我们当做的事。
So we just have to do what we should be doing.
在马太福音第28:16-20，马可福音16:14-20。这里讲大使命。
So in Matthew, chapter 28, and also in Mark 16, they also talk about the Great Commission.
在马太福音那边特别讲到，你们要去，受洗使人做他的门徒，而且要教导他们主耶稣教导的一切。
So Matthew 28 says, go and make disciples of all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything.
在马可福音里面讲的呢， 这个大使命就是说，你们去的时候呢，神迹奇事要追证嘛。
In Mark it says, when you go, the signs and wonders will be following you.
他说，信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言。
So in my name they will drive out demons and they will speak in new tongues.
啊，手能拿屎，若喝了什么毒物也不受害，手按病人，病人就必好了。
So they will pick up snake with their hands and when they drink deadly poison it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on the sick people and they will get well.
那你今天出去是不是要拿一些毒蛇看看怎么样？
Are you supposed to go out and pick up some deadly snake and see what happens?
那这里讲的呢，就是说我们就是去做为主的名呢，去传扬他的名啊，去帮助别人的时候呢，神迹其实就会随着。
But here it says that if you go and preach the good news to all creations, then the signs and wonders will accompany you.
这里神迹是要做什么？他说证实所传的道。
So the signs and wonders is here to testify for God's word.
那这是神的话。
So this is the word of God.
我相信今天我们有很多的这个见证在我们的中间，等一会。大家都可以来有一些分享。
So I believe there is a lot of testimonies among us, and later on you can also share about your own testimonies.
好，我们先做一个祷告，让大家来分享。
So we'll pray and open the mic to everyone else.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，你带着身体复活了。
So your physical body has risen.
因为你看重我们在世界上的这个身体。
Because you emphasize on our physical body.
今天在世界上你做你要做的事情。
So on this world you did the things that you have been doing.
你说要我们祷告神的旨意行在地上要如同行在天上。
You want us to pray so that things will happen on earth as it is in heaven.
主啊，我们谢谢你。今天我们再次的回到你的话语，我们做你要我们做的事。
Lord, we thank you. We want to return to your words and do the things that you want us to do.
我们来宣讲世人得救的福音。
We'll proclaim the salvation to the poor.
也是来让死人复活，瞎子看见。
So the dead can be raised and the blind can see.
主啊，谢谢你，你在圣经里面留下很多的话语，让我们知道你做事有你的方法。
Lord, we thank you for the words that you, the things that you have been doing, and so that we know what to do.
主啊，我们知道你的担子是轻松的，你的轭子是轻的。
Lord, your burden is light, and your yoke is easy.
主啊，所以我们不以我们所做事的结果来判断我们自己。
So we do not define ourselves by the result of our hands and our prayers.
也不以我们做事的结果来判断你。
And we do not judge you by the things that the result of our prayers and the things that we have done.
我们也不以我们做事的结果来判断别人。
And we do not judge others by the things that they have been doing and they have been praying.
我们唯一要做的就是来宣讲你复活的大能。
The only thing we are here today to do is to proclaim your good news.
要宣讲你拯救世人的好消息。
Proclaim the good news for the salvation of the whole earth.
今天你继续在这个疫情期间让我们带着这样一个信息来传讲来医病。
So even in this time of the, during the pandemic, we will proclaim the good news for everyone.
我们相信你的恩膏在我们的身上。
We believe your anointing is on us.
你的恩膏在我们。
Your anointing is on us.
主啊，要做这。
So that we can do all things.
谢谢你。 奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.